Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the most talked about Blog Talk Radio station in the universe. Walking His Way, Impact Voice Radio. Be prepared to have your mind stimulated, your spirit elevated in ways you couldn't even imagine. Introducing your host and the mastermind behind this unforgettable experience, Furman Jackson Jr. You will not be disappointed. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Walking This Way is Impact Voice. I'm your host, Furman Jackson Jr. I thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this lovely Saturday morning. Of course, I'm broadcasting you again live from my hometown, my city, my home of the city of Mobile, Alabama. We're going to be ready to mix it up on this upcoming episode of Walking This Way is Impact Voice. As we, it was at 30 minutes, but I extended it a little bit longer for 60 minutes to make it jam-packed for to the viewing audience, for those that's listening, those how I conduct them, have a guest, to make the broadcast a little bit longer. So we're going to mix it up, of course. And before I get out with my interview with my friend of mine, Kimberly, I mixed it up. I have another special guest that's going to kick it off with his Kingdom Corner this morning, something to motivate you, something to inspire you, to get you on your way, because we all have a purpose in life. We all have a gift. We all have goals. We all have dreams. We all have ambitions to make, to be better as a people. But not only that, we're better pass that wealth and knowledge on to other people. So I'm about to get a pull in of a friend of mine, of course, my brother, of course, Mr. T. Griffin himself. T. Griffin, go ahead and kick it off with the Kingdom Corner. The mic is yours.
All right, how's it going, brother? Oh, man. First off, let me just start off by saying, man, once again, it is a privilege to be back on Impact Voice. So today, I'd like to welcome you all to an episode of RA37 Kingdom's Corner Inspiration. And we're going to touch on the subject about easier said than done. I'm going to tell you like this. Easier said than done is like a crutch. It's like an excuse for you to stay stagnant. It's an excuse for you to stay on where you are and to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. But look, when you have easier said than done as an excuse, you're going to go absolutely nowhere. Instead of having that easier said than done mindset, you have to have this mindset as in, you know what I'm going through right now? It's tough. It is very tough. But at the same time, I'm up and I'm at it, and I'm going to keep pushing. You should have that keep pushing forward mindset to achieve your goals, whatever the gift that God placed inside of you. When you have that gift placed inside of you, it does not nowhere in the Bible says, if it's easier said than done, stay where you are. If anything, the Bible says stir up the gift. You have to fan into flame, fan into flame with what God placed inside of your heart, fan into flame with what God had placed inside of you. And what I mean by fanning into the flame, it's just like you're blowing. It's as if you're starting a campfire. You blow it to that spark until it turns into a flame. So the way you blow into that spark in a spiritual mindset, you have to keep reading that word. You have to keep reading that spirit, man. You have to keep praying. You have to keep praising. You have to keep pushing and keep God in the midst of it all. Easier said than done. It's easier. I'm referring back to this book from Trent Shelton. But easier said than done at its best, it's just like an aspirin when you dislocated your shoulder. When you take an aspirin, the pain is gone momentarily. It's gone momentarily. But once that effect of that aspirin wears off, you're feeling that pain again. So instead of having that momentarily pain, you treat that wound. You treat whatever it is that's keeping you to say easier said than done. Because I'm going to tell you like this, man. What God placed inside of you is small, but once you feed into it, it's going to grow. I'm going to refer back to the book of Matthew 13 and 31, where it says, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like the grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sold into the field. And going into verse 32, which is indeed which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air can come and lodge in the branches thereof. So with that being said, what God placed inside of you, it's going to start out small, but it's a process. It's levels to growing. It's the levels of growing in a spiritual matter. It's going to be easier said. I mean, it's going to be easier said than done, but are you up to the challenge to keep pushing forward? It's going to take blood. It's going to take hardships. It's going to take tears. But at the same time, man, that blood, that hardship, and the tears that you go through is going to be so worth the reward that God blessed you with. Period, man. So once you grow, it's going to be the mightiest of all plants in the garden. So this is the thing that you have to be mindful of. Once you grow, it's going to be so rewarding. And do not lose easier said than done as an excuse as a crutch. That's my word for the day. You guys live in purpose and live on purpose. You guys keep pushing through it. R837, y'all trained to be more than a conqueror. Love y'all. Peace.
Awesome word this morning to start off. Thank you, T. Griffin, man, for coming in with the Kingdom Corner segment. Like I said, man, Impact Voice is not about one person. It's about a unit of us. And I know that Terrell do the Kingdom Corner. Not only that, he's a personal trainer. He runs his boot camp. And he does the Kingdom Corner on his Facebook page, and he goes live with it. And it was like, you know what? I love to invite him on the show, on the radio airways, to bring forth that Kingdom Corner, something to start your day off, something to start your morning off, and just to be encouraged. You know, you hear from other people's stories, and they want to motivate you. They want to inspire you to be the man and woman that God made you to be. Because the Bible lets us know that we're made in the image and likeness of God. And we want to gauge into that image and that likeness of the Most High, to be a blessing here in the earth. Our gifts are not for us. Our gifts is for other people to benefit from. If I buy you a gift, I go to the store and I buy you a gift, I don't hold on to the gift. That gift is for you, because it's that love. It's that care you have for others. And I also we're here to get go into the interview. Hey T, let everybody know where they can get in contact with you at. How can they get a part of your boot camp and the movement you have going in our city of Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, man. All right, great, man. I'm glad you told me. All right, so the best way to get in contact with me, if you're interested in training, whether it be one-on-ones or my HIIT camp that I put together every month, my phone number is 251-487-3175. And I'll say it again. Once again, my phone number is 251-487-3175. And the goal of RA37, once again, it comes out the Bible. I mean, it comes out the book of Romans 8:37, where it says, "Know in all of these things that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And my slogan, my catchphrase for RA37 is to train to be more than a conqueror. That's the part of the movement. So when we work out, it's not only for my philosophy when it comes to training, it's much more than just a physical thing. You have to train your mind, body, and spirit as well. And that's one of my hashtags, is training your spirit, man. When you have to train your spirit, man, once again, you have to nurture that, man. You got to nurture your spirit, man, with the word of God. You have to nurture the spirit, man, with sound doctrines of God, instead of the things that are out in this world. I mean, the Bible says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So that's the movement right there. We just have to be more aware of what God is doing instead of what the enemy is manipulating through media and all of that thing. I mean, and those things of that nature. But once again, one-on-ones, if just contact me if you're interested with my one-on-ones. The HIIT camp is $60 it's a 3-week camp. It's $60, and it comes with a t-shirt and a meal plan as well. But if you can't afford the $60, you guys can support the movement by buying an RA37 t-shirt.
Awesome stuff, man. And like I said, T, congratulations to you, man. Keep up the good work. And just thank you, man, for being part of Impact Voice with Kingdom Corner. so they can hear a different voice from a different perspective, knowing that we have some gifted men and women in our city of Mobile, Alabama. Everybody think Mobile just country and stuff like that, but when you come out of the city, we got a lot of gifted men and women here in our city, and our city is growing day by day. And it's going to take a community of us to make our city a whole lot better with the crime rate. Like I said, I work in the jail. I'm a correction officer. We have a lot of our young people of color being incarcerated every day. It's going to take a group of us to really make our generation better. So, Key Griffin will be back on again as he came for, as scheduled for mid to bring Kingdom's Corner. But we're going to get to keep the interview off with a friend of mine, someone I've known for years, someone I know that has integrity. The Bible said, by their fruit shall know them. She has fruit of the Spirit. She's not a hypocrite. She lived a life. I can't say anything bad about this woman. She has integrity. She's a woman of the Most High. She carries herself with a standard of being a woman of God. Somebody agreed to bring my guest on, and she's patiently waiting, of course. And I have Kimberly. Kimberly, welcome to Impact Voice. Hello? Just hold on.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Sorry about that. I hear you now. Hey, welcome to Impact Voice this morning. I thank you for taking time out just being this kid. I know you're busy one. Being a guest here again, just like T was as well also. For those that's getting to know you for the very first time, like I said, I know you heard an introduction. What I said out of my heart is true. You are a woman of integrity. You bear fruits of the Spirit. And I'm saying that from a personal standpoint. So I share my experience of knowing you. So share who you are to those that's listening for the first time this morning.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you again, Furman, for just the opportunity to come on to Impact Radio. And I was just, first of all, I was just thinking about actually Impact Radio and thought about how selfless it is, because it's not about you that you're doing it. You're actually building up others, and you're giving others the opportunity to expose and to uplift and to help other people by exposing others. So I just wanted to thank you and thank God for how he's using you. But I thank God for just being on this morning. Again, my name is Kimberly Lawrence. I'm originally born and raised in here in Mobile, Alabama. I'm a single mother of four children. I am a coach. I'm a teacher and I'm a coach. I'm also, a little bit about me, I joined the military, left out from Mobile for 9 years and returned back not too long ago, and been here since. My passion is prayer. I love to pray. I love to help others. I love to, on my own spare time, I love to work out. I love to eat, you guys. I love to minister to dance. And that's just a little bit about what I do and what God, and the doors that God is opening. And just say that it's nothing about me, because without God, I can do nothing. It's nothing. I don't uplift myself, but it's only what you do for Christ that will last. And so I'm just thankful for how he's expanding my mindset and how he's expanding my spirit and where he's taking me, and even when I'm seeing him, how he's taking my other brothers and sisters in Christ. So I'm just grateful.
Awesome. And like I said, you're a very humble woman, of course, and I've been knowing you not just a year, but I've been knowing you for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a woman of purpose. I know you're a woman of prayer. You know, you're a single mother of four beautiful children. I know you got a son in college now, that's correct?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Yes. And like I said, I know. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just saying yes. I have one that's in college, that's first year in college.
Awesome. And then a big shout out to the single mothers out there that's holding it down. Of course, yes. You know, you being a single mother for you know, just staying focused and you allowing God to use you. Not only that, you've been, I know your children are being blessed as well because of how you walk upright. I know the children, the blessings pass on to your children as well. So big shout out to the single mothers as well, fathers out there.
Amen.
That's doing the
yes.
right thing, maintaining their integrity, not lowering their standards for anybody.
Yes,
I know you,
yes.
you brought up the military. How was it? What made you, know, get into the military?
I had a relative that was in the Navy at the time, and I attended Vigor High School, and a lot of my classmates, we all got together and decided to take the ASVAB, and I took it just to see how well I would do, scored pretty good on it, which opened the doors for me to have that opportunity to join the military. So just it was something that I said I wanted to step outside the box, get out of Mobile, and it really opened up my mindset a whole lot. Now that I'm not afraid to travel, I'm not afraid to move, I'm not afraid to go places, I'm not afraid to fly, I'm not afraid to get on the boat, you know. And so I ended up joining. I left here in 99, and my first station was in Virginia, served there on a carrier for 4 years, and then I moved to Jacksonville for 9 years. I got out of the military and moved to Jacksonville, Florida for 9 years. And it was truly a blessing to be able to travel. I traveled to Germany, England, Sweden, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and just was able to travel and meet a lot of amazing people and make great partnerships along the way as well.
Yeah, and I know, like I said, traveling the world, seeing different things, seeing different cultures. Out of all your tour traveling at that time in the military, what was your favorite place that you just became, I want to say a fan of, but considered a favorite of?
Germany. I would say Germany.
Okay, I know I've been in Germany before. I know my uncle, my dad's baby brother, he was in the Army. He's stationed in Germany. He ended up staying in Germany. So that's my. I know being. So give me your experience of those who've never been in Germany before. Give the outlook of that country.
Actually, when we pulled into Germany, they was having like a, it may sound a little weird, but they was having like a circus festival. And so it was different from, you know, what we're used to, but it was something big in their country. It was something real big. And so we pulled in, and they welcomed us, I mean, wholeheartedly, and they love Americans there. We pulled into another country right before that, and they wasn't fond of Americans. So one thing I loved about Germany is they embraced you. They truly embraced you. The stores was different. It wasn't like how stores were, but the prices, as far as with the items, it wasn't expensive. It had great quality for it, and they just loved to the things was outside. That's another thing. You know, we used to a lot of things that we do. We quick to go inside, but they enjoyed the outside. Only thing about it, it rained a lot there. It rained, but it was beautiful, and I enjoy just the different foods and, you know, different diversity of ethnic background and just being able to travel. And we didn't travel in vehicles like we do here. You know, we walked. That's how we got from point A to point B. We actually walked, and so it was different. The language, you know, the accent, all of it was, it's just completely different atmosphere. I think, and I believe change, sometimes, you know, change is good. It's good to have change. You know, a lot of times we get stuck in our comfort zone and what we're used to, that when we go into a new atmosphere, a new something different, it's kind of hard to embrace it. But, you know, in order to be able to experience something different, we have to have an open mentality to be able to embrace change. And so, again, you know, I really enjoyed it.
Well, that sounds so fun and enlightening to that experience. I know when you go into different cultures, I know it's a different from how we are in the States compared to other regions. I know in some countries you can't even read the Bible, but we are fortunate enough here in the States to be able to worship freely compared to other places. Have you ever experienced a religious culture in Germany when you was there?
No, I did not. Actually, and okay. Back then, I didn't experience it. And I was saved, but I wasn't saved around that
okay.
time. So 99, 2000, I knew Christ, but I have gave myself completely over to him. So as far as like the religious aspect, it may have been that it was not something that I was looking towards at the time. I was distracted. You know, I was super young, and like I said again, I knew Christ, but I hadn't gave myself completely to him at the time.
Right, correct. Yeah, because I know we all was there at a young age where we knew of him. We was, you know, grew up in church, baptized, but we did fully know him like we know him today. Mm-hmm. So that's understandable for those to say, yeah, I know him. But because at that time when we're young, we're trying to find our place in life. You know, we be influenced by our community. We're influenced by people we come in contact with. We're influenced by friends. So we have different type of influence till we actually come to know him fully for ourselves. Like Paul said, that I may know him. And we all had that experience, as Paul said, that I may know him. And like I said, okay, after all said and done with the military, you said you lived in Jacksonville for 9 years. When did you make that transition from Jacksonville to back home to Mobile?
Back in 2010, my mother fell sick. And so I decided to come back home to help care for her. And so I moved back here around, by that time I was saved then, I moved back home around 2010, 2011. I moved back to Mobile, Alabama here.
Okay. And you've been on fire since then. Because like I said, you just came out of nowhere. I know God hired you out in the wilderness, but I knew people that was doing ministry here in Mobile, but you just came out of nowhere. And but you've been on that road ever since then. I know you had done the Bacon Bears prayer line. You done a conference call with it. And also, I know you've done some things, I won't say live, but in person with the prayer meeting. Because when I went to one of your prayer meetings a couple of times, it wasn't just prayer, but you also had activities. You had praise dancing. You had someone to bring forth a word. But I loved the atmosphere because it was a small atmosphere. But it was people there that was hungry for the Most High, that was hungry to gain more of him.
Yeah.
So explain your experience when it comes to how the prayer ministry started, and how, just explain to those who may not know anything about the prayer ministry, how did that all come about to you?
Well, when I moved back to Mobile, again, it was not in my plan to even start or even go into with the prayer ministry. But around 2010, 2011, when I did move, like you said hidden. So you said that because it's like it all happened. It happened quickly. And so I began just get that desire, start building that desire to pray and to pray more and to pray. And then as I began to pray, I began to see the results of it. And so God gave me a vision to begin to start the prayer ministry out of my home. And so the first vision he gave me was to invite my family over, you know, have my family come. And so Monday, I think it was Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I would have prayer at my home. And it began to grow where my family began to invite their friends, and they began to come as well. And the space began to not be big enough. So God gave me the vision to start a prayer line. I began to start the prayer line maybe 2012, 2012, and ever since then, that's where Breaking Barriers Prayer Ministry came from. When I originally started out my home, began to pray, and from there, God has connected me with some powerful, my God. When I say powerful, some amazing. I've seen miracles through not just Breaking Barriers, but even on the outside of going out, doing outreach with the ministry and going out to the hospitals, and even in my personal life of going out with my mother and some of the intercessors going in there with her when she was in a coma and they had called in the family, you know, and said she wasn't going to make it. And so she had been in a coma for, if I share the testimony, for like a, probably for like 3 weeks, and the doctors was ready for me to pull the, get them permission to pull the plug, but I refused to pull the plug. So I avoided the doctors for a couple of weeks because I was in prayer, because God did not give me the unction to take her off life support. And so me and my cousins, we went in there and we closed the blinds, we closed the curtains, we began to pray, and we began to pray. And as we began to pray, one of her arms went up. And as we looked at her, we continued to pray, and her other arm just went up and came back down. And as we continued, by that time, we was on our knees and we was really interceding. She sat up in the bed and she began to pull all the cords out of her nose and out of her mouth. And so from that point there, not only did it increase my faith and increase the other intercessors' faith, but all my family and friends that was in that waiting room that was crying, and you know, that they didn't know, think that she was going to make it. When we went back to the waiting area and told them that she was up, it truly increased their faith and made them believe it. So my passion is just to be able to go, and not just with my faith, to help other people see that there is a God and He is real and He answers prayer and He really will move for you, but He needs for us to truly believe Him on another level.
And that's true, because the Bible said without faith it's impossible to please Him. And we know it takes our faith, you know, it takes our faith in Him, knowing who he is, who He say that He is, you know. Mm-hmm. When He introduced Himself to Moses, He told Moses, asked what His name is, He said, I am that I am. You know, that's powerful, when the God that made us, I am that I am. I mean, He is who He say that He is. Because without Him, we wouldn't even be here today. A lot of stuff that we had done in our lives, some stuff that we experienced, some stuff He protected from, we shouldn't even be here today. But by His mercy and grace that we're here, here, because He has, you know, a plan for our lives. You did that all the time. But having that passion, what I love about you, Kim, you had that passion, you had that drive to live for Him. Like I said, you are a woman of integrity about you, because you carry yourself in a way that your light shine, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't just talk it, you live it, and you let your actions speak louder than words. Barriers. Explain to everybody what barriers mean, who may not be familiar with barriers. So explain the meaning of barriers when you say breaking barriers.
Amen. Breaking barriers is, God gave me that name for as a purpose of when we go forth in prayer, when individuals call in. The purpose is for barriers, anything, two things or that is together, for it to be destroyed, for it to be broken, for whatever that barrier, that thing that stops, that thing that hinders you from being able to get closer to God, that barrier, that thing that separates you from God. And so breaking barriers, our goal is through intercession, is to break everything that will keep you from getting closer to God, that anything that will keep you from having a closer walk, or anything that's trying to separate you from God. Our objective is to break those barriers through prayer. And so God gave me that name of breaking barriers, breaking every stronghold, even that very thing that we deal with, so much that people deal with that we don't even realize that people deal with. And so to be able to be sensitive to the spirit and be able to recognize and be able to discern when individuals are going through things, and not just try to do it for a show or do it to make your name known, but be able to go where no one may not even know that you're praying for the individual. And you go into your secret closet, you go on your alone time, and you pray, you break those things off of their life and don't need no recognition for it. You're not trying to get no game, no name. You're not trying to build no name off of it, but just trying to help other people, push other people to get closer to God. And so that's what God gave me that name.
Yeah, because that's important. Because he said, if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
Yeah.
And you said some the stuff that people deal with. People deal with stuff on a regular basis. I know here in the city of Mobile, we had an officer, if everybody's not familiar, he was on duty. And you just never know what someone would be going through. Like you said, people are dealing with different things. And people within the body of Christ, we got to go back to being sensitive
yes.
to what people are going through. And that, we got away from that per se. Not everybody, some we become mm-hmm. so judgmental
mm-hmm.
to the point where we want to beat people down. They wrong for that,
mm-hmm.
but.
Mm-hmm.
What we never know what led up to where a person may be going through, if I can say that. Like giving the love of a person, like something like the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, then pray. Do you think we got away from that?
Absolutely. And that's something that God even been having me to talk about and deal with even on the prayer line. With a couple of individuals I've been ministering to, because you have so many people here that's hurting, so many people that's literally bleeding spiritually, but yet because either we're caught up in the cares of our life and what we have going on, and you have the holidays that's going on, and everyone is caught up with, you know, trying to make sure that they have this and that for their families, or they working. You got some people dealing with depression right now. You got some people around this time frame, they have lost loved ones. And so they deal with depression, they deal with oppression right now. But yet because we're so caught up in our own things and what we have going on, that we're not able to be able to be there for them and be able to be sensitive to pick them up. You know, a lot of people say, well, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you tell me? Everyone is not going to come to us and tell us everything. That's why it's important for us to remain in the place of God, that we'll be able to hear from him and be able to pick it up. Just the other day, I was in prayer on my way to work, and God put my niece in my spirit. And so I picked up the phone, and I called my brother, and I told him I need to speak to my niece. And he said it scared him because she just had told them that she needed to talk to them that morning. He didn't know what she needed to talk to, and I don't talk to her on a regular basis. And come to find out, God led me to pray for her, and I did not understand. A lot of times we may not understand why God may put somebody on our heart, but it's through our obedience that God can use us through prayer to be able to pray for that person. And so she just was told her mom she needed to talk to her, and come to find out she had been raped. And that's what God was leading me to, and I didn't understand why God was having me to pray for her. And so, yeah, we have gotten away from being able to pray for people because we look at them on the outside and say, okay, because he got these on, his hair looks like this, or because, she got a nose piercing, or because I saw them doing this or they were doing that, then we pass judgment. And that's not what we're supposed to do, because the Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And so through love and kindness, God used anybody. And that's why I always encourage people when I minister and try to, when I minister to them, God can use anyone. So just because you have went through this or you have this past or this very thing that you may be struggling with right now, each one of us have a thorn in our side that we have. And so that thorn keeps us humble. That thorn keeps us on our face. That thorn keeps us before God to say, God, you know, I still need you. You know, where we won't get too high and haughty that we feel like we don't need God. So if we carry that mindset and remain humble and not be about ourselves but be focused on others, because God says if we take care of his business, he'll take care of our business. And so if we keep that mindset, and we continue to to do God's work, whether it's at home, whether it's at that gas station, when God tell us to minister to that woman, or to just give her, sow into her life, or pay for her coffee, or either in the gas station or at that bank. God may lead you to pray for someone, wherever it may be at. God is trying to raise up bold soldiers, bold warriors that will pray, that will intercede, that don't care what people think. My God, don't care about where you may be at. You may be at work, but if God leads you to pray for that individual, even to speak life into them, then he's trusting you to be obedient to him. And so, yes, we got to get outside of that being judgment and worrying about judging people about what we may know or what we may think or how they may look, because that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Because if God judged us for what he know in the way that we have been, then we wouldn't be where we at right now.
That's true. And I do agree with you saying, because I know everybody was talking about Kanye West. Me personally, I don't know Kanye West. I don't know his spiritual awakening. So I can't say that he's pretending or not. Most important thing is, if he had an encounter, most important thing you do is pray for him, encourage him. That's all you do, because I don't know Kanye. So we have to encourage one another and stop belittling people down, because too much negativity going on in the world already. And the world already beat us up. Why the kingdom y'all beat us up as well also. My next thing is, I know you're a teacher, and also you coach as well. And I know that's ministry all by itself. When you say you coach, you're coaching what, young women. What is it, young women that you coach right now?
Yes.
Okay. So how is your experience with coaching? Because I know that's ministry as well also, because you're dealing with young women from different backgrounds. And like I said, you never know what these young girls are going through when they leave your presence.
My God.
So how are your experience with that also?
That's funny you asked that, Sermon, because that's exactly what it is. And God's been dealing with me about it, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. I used to work with the special needs in a special education for 8 years, and they offered me this new position last year, and I took it as a full-time coach now, PE coach, as well as they offered me a different coach position for basketball, volleyball, and track. I've already been doing volleyball and track. But it's completely different than working with, you know, my special needs students, because you have these girls that, you know, they deal with so much. They have, you know, they have their own personality, their own ways, and then however they may have been raised on the outside, you know, at home, they come to school. And so learning that, you know, I can't treat one the same way, because you have to treat one each one of them accordingly. It have not been easy at all. I have some that deals with so much, where they don't have food, some don't have the personal hygiene thing that they need. And at first, like I said, it wasn't easy, because that was my first year coaching. And so you have to build that trust with them. And so when I first got that, they fought against me. You know, they didn't like it, because anytime you bring structure, you know, kids don't like that. And so when they really saw my genuineness and seeing who I were, then now, you know, it's really easy now. I love it, because it's not a job. It's not about pay. It's strictly an assignment. And I see God has me on an assignment for all those young girls that I'm working with now. They have so much going on, so much going on. And then I have some that will come to me and say, Coach K, they call me Coach K, can you pray for my dad, or can you pray for my aunt, or can you pray with me, or they share personal things with me. And so I was like, okay, God, you know, just that, you know, you chose me to be in this place and to carry this weight. It's not easy, but I know that it's worth it. And then God at the same time began to show me more and more of my purpose as well through this. Because as I be honest, I'd be quick to say, at first I was ready to go back to my special education classroom, you know, because guess what? It's easier, you know, and like I said earlier, we'll be quick to want to move somewhere else because we're comfortable. That's my comfort zone. 8 years, I'm comfortable there. But when God wants to pull us out of our comfort zone, and so that he may be able to push us into our purpose, we have to be open and be ready and be willing. And so it has been a blessing. We actually, I coached high school basketball. We had a game last night. And so just to be able to even pray with them before the game or even outside the game, and to be able to teach them some things about how to carry themselves and, you know, different things that they even share with me, it's truly a blessing. I really enjoy it, especially with, you know, working out and being able to do things and even, you know, play them on the court. And, you know, I really enjoy it.
And that's, you know, being a big sister to them is also being a mother, wearing many hats for the young women. Because like I said, young people open up to a lot of things. I mean, you got Snapchat, you got Instagram, you got Facebook. They are exposed to a lot of things. You know, violence, sexuality. They are exposed to a lot of things. And, you know, especially with our young women and men, they're open to a lot of stuff. And I just believe as being, you know, we're young, but also being, I guess they look at as being older, to be an example, but also be open. You know, cause a lot of times y'all young people have questions. Compared to how we grew up, you know, we were born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s, things was different. You know, I'm 37 years old, and I'm still scared of my mom and dad. I know to respect them, but this generation do. But I believe we have to go back to the foundation of our families, not just that for men and for the women to go back to our rightful place. And I know as you being, I know you said you're a single mother, to get out there, what advice would you have for a single mother or a single woman who's looking to, everybody wants to be married. There's a lot of young single people want to be married. And you see it all on social media. I'm waiting on my king. I'm waiting on my queen. My thing is for the singles, and from a man perspective, I believe for the men, we have to look at the bigger picture when it comes to the woman. We get so caught up on the outer appearance.
Yes.
I look at the whole big picture. Y'all study the man. Y'all examine the man. We don't. Mm-hmm. We look at the whole. We don't look at the big picture. But from woman perspective, when it comes to being single, what are your advice to them that's to the point where I gotta have somebody? But I know you're waiting on God to send you your husband. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give to a woman who's impatient?
Amen. First advice I will give them, and I know as a single mother, as a woman that's in waiting as well, it's not in just being very transparent. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. That's one of my things. I always say it's not easy, but it's worth it. And so you have to just know that God's best is on the way. That I remind myself, and I was talking to one of another sisters in Christ that I work with yesterday, and I was just telling her God gave me a dream just night before last, and that's just his way just to encourage me, just to continue to hold on, continue to stay busy. And as a single mother, as a single woman, if you can focus, if you're a single mother, you have children. We have children. So we have to be mindful of who we bring around our children. Single fathers, we have to be mindful of who we bring around our children. We cannot bring in and everyone around our children. And even with that, just to be able to wait, and not compromise. A lot of times we tend to compromise, and I can raise my hand and say, you know, because of we get lonely, or we get want that company, or we want to be able to spend time. But my God, when I tell you to be able to wait on God and be able to sanctify yourself and to wait on God and not give your body over to someone that's not going to do anything with it, besides once you come back to your reality mentally that you're in a worse state than what you were before you even started. So I would encourage every single woman, every single mother, every even single father that's waiting, that is not married, and they're in that place that God, where is he, where is she, when are they going to come? Hold on. I would say find something to do. I love to work out. I love to read. My children keeps me active. If you're a single mother, you know, get more involved in God. You know, find out your purpose. Because guess what? When your husband discovers you, when he finds you, let him find you. And you hear it all the time, but it's so real. Allow him to find you working for God. Allow him to find you. Start working on your credit. Start working on that entrepreneur that's on the inside of you. Start allowing that to blossom out. And then while you're doing all of that, and it may not be you, God may be molding him. God may be molding him, but at the same time, I found out that a lot of times we're like, well, what's taking him so long? Sometimes it's us as well. Sometimes we're dealing with some things. Sometimes we got some things of our past that we think that we're over, but yet it's still in our heart. So God, before he brings someone into our life, he has to search our hearts, and he has to purify us and purge us from things that we have attached ourselves to in the past and people that we think that we over, but yet we have these soul ties that we're still tied up with. And so before he allow us to damage another relationship, another marriage, go through another divorce, go through another broken heart, allow your children to be disappointed, you know, or to be hurt, he will cause us to be in that season of singleness, that season of where you may feel like I'm lonely, I'm by myself, it's Christmas time, I want somebody. You got somebody. You got God, and you got your children. Or if you're a single woman, you got yourself. Take yourself out to eat. I will go to a restaurant and sit there, and sometimes I do get people looking at me. I will go out, I'll take my children, and I'll go out to eat. Find something to do. Go to the library. I love to go to the library. But just stay busy. Stay busy and know your worth, man of God, woman of God. Know who you are in Christ. This is not the time. It's time out for selling for mediocre. It's time out for selling because he's driving a nice car, or because, you know, he's dressed like this, or, you know, because he looked good. This outside appearance is not going to be able to, he's not going to be able to get us, push us to our purpose. Because she got a nice figure, that's not going to be able to help you to birth out your ministry. So we got to stop selling for what we see in the natural realm. And that's why we got to continue to go deeper in God so that we may be able to sense him and sense her when they do arrive. And we'll be able to be ready for them. So stay encouraged and know that God is, he's making him and he's molding him and her, but yet he's still making and molding us so that he won't allow us to mess up a good thing. Amen.
I know. And like I said, you hit some keynotes on that, Kim, as well, because a lot of times we have to look at ourselves before we look at, like you said, when they come, when she comes. And sometimes we have to work on all the time we have to work on ourselves. Let's just be transparent here. That's why I love Impact, because it's freely. And, you know, people need to hear stuff. You know, we got 12 minutes to the broadcast, but some life points. You know, we have to work on communication. If you deal with things in your life you're still dealing with, you got to be ready for a mate. You said something earlier. If you some different types of lust, you got to ask yourself, if I'm ready for a relationship, is you dealing, how to handle your money, is you good at budgeting?
Yes.
All that stuff takes a huge role. You got to look at that stuff. We be so impatient. And then, for you said, we go through another breakup. We go through another divorce because we still dealing with things. Like you said, God searches the heart. So we still dealing with things that's hindering us from that person. That's why, like you said, we go to that spirit of singleness because we be so impatient. Mm-hmm. We still dealing with demons, I want to say.
Mm-hmm,
in our lives. And so I'm glad you brought that up because some people need to hear that, you know. And like I said, this is really getting good. Communication. I know we don't communicate.
Yes.
You know, we're so busy texting each other now that we don't even verbally talk. I see people, we all get to that because people be at a table. We'll sit there playing our phone the whole time and we never get to communicate.
Absolutely.
Well, I know we got to bring this another broadcast, bring some life lessons, of course. The praise ministry, you know, you say prophetic praise dance. What is prophetic praise dance? to the listening audience. They may never heard of Prophetic Praise Dance before.
Okay. Prophetic Praise Dance is my way of expressing myself to God through movement, through dance, without choreograph. So it's not anything that has been choreographed, anything that I have took time to try to form a routine. It's not a routine. It's straight through the heavens of God, the Spirit of the Lord, moving through me and giving me what to do at that very moment. So that is what prophetic dance is, at that very moment, no routine.
And like I said, I know you do some amazing work with the Praise Dance Ministry. Not only that, but you started traveling as well. I think, did you go to Houston some
yes.
time back? I recall.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my gosh. I went to, you guys, listen, my life have not been the same. And I'm going to be honest, my life have not been the same since I went to Houston. The encounter, it was not, a lot of people get caught up on somebody, a man, not saying anything wrong with it, please understand, of a man, a woman, you know, a pastor laying hands on you. There's nothing wrong with that, but my encounter did not take place. It didn't have to take place of hands laying on. God truly came and intercepted, and he came and laid hands on me himself. I mean, like, the encounter that happened was something I have never experienced before. Ah, my God, the encounter with him and the glory and the anointing that I experienced and the freeness. When I tell you, even things broke off of me, even off of, you know, just me being able to be even more free in God and be more bold in God and just being able to just desire him more and just even more hungry for him. It's like a stirring that took place. But we went to Houston, Texas for what's called 2019 Habitation by Apostle Carnell Stokes, a powerful, powerful, dynamic man of God that God truly used him for, I think it was three nights, 2 days, 1 day and 2 nights of a revival, more said like a revival. And it truly impacted. It was just free worship, free. I had the opportunity to minister through dance with Waves of Glory. We ministered to dance with their dance team. And it was just unity. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like I didn't do a solo dance. It was unity, prophetic worship as music was going on, as someone was singing, even as the men of God may were going forth. If the atmosphere shifted for worship through prophetic, we went up and either they went up and they flowed through dance, flowed through flags. The prayer was not just the basic prayer. It was going deeper. It was like, it was amazing, you guys. It was something that I truly have not experienced. And so with Breaking Barriers, one of the young ladies there, Apostle Lashika Johnson, she is up under the man, and she actually opened up one of the service. I was able to talk to her a couple of weeks ago, and she will be on Breaking Barriers this Wednesday. You don't want to miss it. This Wednesday at 8:30, she will be on. She will be going forth into prayer. She will be breaking up some fiery ground. She will be prophetically flowing and just allowing God to use her. So you guys not doing anything, please join us on this Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Awesome stuff, and some amazing stuff taking place within you, Kim. And I say God bless for what you're doing as well, and keep doing what you're doing. And I give all praise to the Most High for what he's doing in your life. I know by the grade of going to a new year, you know, this is the last month of 2019. You know, a lot of people post 2020. I got 2020 vision. But I know it's a shift that's taking place for all of us, spiritually wise. To the next level, to the next dimension, outside the box. As the Most High put in your heart, what is it that he's putting in your heart to share with the listening audience here today on Impact Voice? If you put it in your heart to share with the listening audience.
He did. 2020, don't start December 31st. 2020 starts right now. Don't allow your 2020 to start December 31st, where you actually have to gather together. You have to get excited. You have to count down for your new year, for your new day, for your new experience, for your new start to start. Don't wait until for 2 weeks for that. Start now. Allow your 2020. Allow your new day, whatever it may be that may have been holding you back, whatever it may be that you're still holding on to, let it go. Allow your 2020 to start today. December the 14th, 2019 starts your 2020. I want to encourage everyone that's listening on today that you're going to finish strong. You're going to finish strong. You're not going to finish where you're weak, where you're depressed, where you oppressed, where you feel like you don't have enough, where you feel like you're not going to make it. I declare that you shall finish this year off strong, that after today that things will begin to change, because you will begin to speak things into existence. You will be able to see things even clearer. You will be able to see things on a whole other level. You will be able to even the things that you desire God to do, you will begin to not just wait for it, but you'll begin to walk towards it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I pray right now that I speak even the ones that's listening, that's going through things that may not have enough for your children. Don't get caught up in, I don't have enough of materialistic things. I used to be the same way. I used to have all these presents and gifts for my children. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with buying gifts. But don't allow the enemy to trick you into getting going outside of the means of God to get the things that you desire, or going outside to get those things. Continue to trust God and continue to hold on. Don't give up. Don't get weary in your well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. God gave you a vision with your business. Run with it. God gave you a vision with something in ministry. Run with it. Don't. It's time out for us standing still. It's time out for us to be able to help one another, to build one another, to come together, and to run, and don't look back. Amen.
Amen. And like I said, Kim, I thank you for taking time of your busy schedule to be a part of the broadcast again here on Impact Voice. And I thank Terrell Griffin with his Kingdom Corner segment as well this morning. I know I thank you because, you know, you're a busy one. We're about to get you off the air. But we'll be back next Saturday. So those who are interested in being a homeowner, my next guest is going to be here next Saturday, Ms. Starworth. She's here in the city of Mobile. She's a realtor. So if you're looking at becoming a homeowner, get some healthy, you know, tips, some wealth and knowledge, tune in next Saturday morning at the same time, because it's ours for the taking. You hear a lot of people say the Joshua generation. I believe we are that Joshua generation. And I just love what the word tells us. Kicker was lame. We didn't have to labor for it. CD, we didn't have to build. It's up to us to get it. But he got it set up for us. But we have to get our spiritual man and woman lined up. If that makes sense. God will not give us anything if we're not fully mature enough to handle it. Because Kim, you said something before I mate. We have to get ourselves properly prepared, right. Because if we go on something prematurely, we will ruin it, and we have to start all over again. So start working on your credit. I'm doing the same thing myself. Start working on your credit. Start how you manage your money. Start applying yourself. Start getting yourself prepared. Now, something you have to start cutting off, something you can't spend money on right now. You have to start being disciplined. That's my prayer, to be more disciplined in every area of my life. So I thank you, Kim, for being part of the broadcast. Thank you. Thanks to Rail as well with his Kingdom Corner. And we'll be back here next Saturday morning, same time on Impact Voice. Y'all have a great weekend. If you're in the city of Mobile, it's cool outside. I love this weather. Y'all stay warm. Enjoy the basketball game that's going on within our youth and other sporting events. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
You are now listening to the most talked about blog talk radio station in the universe. Walking his way, Impact Voice Radio. Be prepared to have your mind stimulated, your spirit elevated in ways you couldn't even imagine. It's Introducing your host and the mastermind behind this unforgettable experience, Thurman Jackson Jr.